The following program is paid for by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Absolute Mortgage Company, NMLS number 81395, and Washington CL number 81395, is an equal opportunity housing lender. Tina Mitchell, MLO number 145420, is a licensed loan originator with Absolute Mortgage. Visit AbsoluteLoans.com or call 888-90-HOMES for cost information.
You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell. Sponsored by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Now, in the studio, local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Well, welcome to The Money Hour on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, June 20th show. I'm your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell. I provide you news on everything money, fresh information on market trends and conditions in our local economy. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you're listening to a rebroadcast, but I'm here to answer any questions or connect you with the guests that I have in studio. Please call into the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And the lineup for my guest in studio today, Aaron Murphy with ADM Architecture. We're discussing our senior and aging in place. Aging in place is the concept that you can and should be able to stay in your residence and current living location for the remainder of your life. Also in studio, I have Laurie Lamoureux with Seamless Moves. Falling in love with a new house, condo, or apartment is the easy part. But it's rare when your move doesn't also change to some aspect of your lifestyle and daily routine. And last guest in studio, first time in studio, very excited to talk with Mike Wall with Mike Wall Music. Financial health goes side and side with being emotionally healthy. You'll have to stay tuned to hear what that means with my conversation with Mike. Great information and great guests in studio. As always, for more information, call into the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And let's start out with the show with a little money chat.
Money. Money.
Today, I would like to talk about escrow holdbacks. This is in my arena. For any new listeners out there, if you didn't know, my full-time job is a mortgage professional. And you may need an escrow holdback when you're securing a mortgage for a home. What an escrow holdback is when the lender holds back funds for the buyer and or seller to have work completed on the property after closing. So the reason you would need this is because the lender is requiring work on the property to be completed in order for the loan to close, and you don't want to have to do it after the actual loan closes. So this is what it's called an escrow holdback. A lot of clients run into this at the end when they end up getting their home, and if they're not able to do this, then they're going to lose their home. So with all of the issues that you may see in some of these properties, especially if you're going out and looking at REOs, real estate owned properties, they've got them listed as is. And the issues are, is there certain things that could be on the home that the lender needs to have those completed prior to closing in order to meet the requirements for the secondary market on the condition of the home? So you need to check with your bank to make sure that your bank does escrow holdbacks, because not all lenders will do that. Here's some issues that may come up. Missing handrails. It's a requirement if there's any missing handrails for safety issues. Cracked or damaged exit doors, cracked window glass, defected floor finish coverings, rotten or worn out countertops. Crawl space with trash or debris, missing appliances, leaking roofs, evidence of structural problems, defective interior exterior paint surfaces, exposed electrical outlet covers, heating, plumbing, or electrical issues, just naming a few of them. And these are items, again, that would need to be completed in order to secure financing to meet the secondary requirements in closing a mortgage. But with an escrow holdback, it allows for this work to be done after closing. So what you need to do is you're going to get three bids. The holdback is going to be set up at 1.5 of the middle bid. So 1.5 times the middle bid. Sometimes there would be an exception to this, but usually that's what they want. So there's some skin in the game to ensure that the bank is being protected on this. And the contractor is going to go ahead and provide a signed contract with their bids. Minimum repair is $250. So you as a consumer don't want to go through this with less than that. And the lender doesn't want to go through the expense and the hassle with less than that. Maximum typically is going to be maybe 10% of the price. So on a $300,000 home, that would be $30,000. The escrow, the holdback fee is going to be depending on the lender. You might pay maybe $100-$300, which is actually really reasonable because there's a lot of processing and a lot of work on the lender side too in order to be able to set this up for you. Maximum 30 days for the work to be completed. If the work is not completed, the lender is going to take that 1.5 times the bid, the medium bid, and then go complete the work themselves. So that means you lost that additional half of what the bid would have cost you because you didn't get the work completed. So it's really a must to make sure that you're communicating with your contractor to make sure that they're going to be able to complete this work prior to that 30-day deadline. Now, the lock for your interest rate has to cover the time frame that that work is going to be completed. So if you're going to be closing in 30 days, you really need to be locking on a 60-day. So you're going to pay a little bit higher. There's an additional fee for the lock when you're locking on a 30-day versus a 60-day. Normally, it's usually about 0.25% to 0.375% fee. So you're going to take that based on your loan amount. So that's an additional cost that you have for the flexibility to be able to do an escrow holdback. If the buyer is paying for the holdback, the funds must be documented. So the lender's going to make sure paper trail and documenting all the funds that you have for the traditional cost, your down payment, closing cost, and prepaids. Now they're going to ensure that you have documented that 1.5 times the middle medium bid as well. Now, if the seller's paying it with net proceeds, must be aware that the 0.5% may be at risk and should cover those costs. You can also have the seller or buyer do a percentage of it. So maybe the seller is going to pay half of it. The buyer is going to pay half of it for that that holdback. Now, after the work is completed, there's going to be what's called a 442. This is a reinspection for the appraiser. You're going to pay another fee for that. Normally, a reinspection, the appraiser is going to charge maybe $150. They're going to take photos to confirm that the work has been completed. Final invoices must be provided. So this is something you need to know up front as well, because it's not just as easy as taking a photo. You actually have to have the invoices that have been showed paid. Proof of the payment is required. If the invoices need to be paid, the tax ID number for the contractor is required. Now, you will also need to provide additional inspection requirements or permits if needed. And this time at the 1.5, that 1.5 holdback is going to be refunded, or the remaining portion of it's going to be paid to the refunded after they've paid the contractor. So you're either paying it up front or it's going to be paid out of that 1.5 that's being held back. And anything addition is going to be refunded back to you. So again, it's just an option for you that might be available with your lender if you're purchasing a home that has some challenges. Now, a lot of times that you may not see this until after you're in contract and the appraiser's gone out to the property, and all of a sudden there's a surprise. Your realtor may have not understood what the requirements would be for the appraisal and didn't notice that there was an issue that would come up. And so you're kind of scraping at the end to try to get this completed. But it's a backup plan and an option for you. Again, if you have any questions, you can always feel free to call the show at 1-855-411-50. Again, that's 1-855-411-50. My expertise, again, is mortgage. If there's anything mortgage related that you have questions on, please connect with me and I can definitely assist you in that arena. Coming up next in the Money Hour, how can seniors age in place? Aging in place is a choice and a decision that you, if you wish to stay in your home and during your retirement years, how does your home need to be set up and what healthcare choices will you need? Well, my next guest, Aaron Murphy with ADM Architecture, is here to answer those questions right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.
Here at Empowering the Mature Mind, we provide consulting and design services that allow both homeowners and industry professionals to create successful housing solutions for our second half of life. Empowering the Mature Mind is a residential and outreach program of ADM Architecture. Go to www.empoweringthematuremind.com to sign up for our newsletter and browse all the free and wonderful resources and information available to you right now. Our mission is to help you by dramatically improving your ability to live a longer and happier life at home. Working with Empowering the Mature Mind and ADM Architecture could easily create the best ROI of any investment you could make in your retirement years. Let us prove it to you. For more information, go to www.empoweringthematuremind.com or call 360-440-8475 today. Again, that's 360-440-8475.
This is the Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW at the Saturday, June 20th show, bringing in expert advice and inside knowledge on today's events in our local economy and how it can affect your money. If you're listening to my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but you can always call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. Ask any questions that you have. I can connect you with the guest I have in studio, and any suggestions you have for upcoming shows, always am open to listening to what you want to hear. In studio right now, I have Aaron Murphy with ADM Architecture. In your golden years, would you like to maintain your independence and age in place? Talk with an expert on how to help and make this happen. Aaron, thank you so much for coming back in studio. Always appreciate having you across the desk for me and sharing your wealth of information with my listeners.
Oh, gosh, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. And a little bit about Aaron. Aaron is the owner and is an architect at his own firm, ADM, and in the Seattle area, Poulsbo, Washington, since 2009, a licensed architect since 2003, and has been in the industry for 20-plus years as a designer, as well as a real estate investor. In the last 6 years, he's added to his resume by becoming a published author on empowering housing solutions for baby boomers and their families, as well as paid speaker around the advocacy about aging in place, speaking a local and regional level, and even at national conferences such as the American Society on Aging in Chicago, and was even chosen and hired internationally as the architect on aging to do a TV show on the subject in Japan. So Aaron, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about it's been a little while since I've had you in studio on the show, and tell us a bit about what you've been working on since the last time that we talked.
Sure. Well, thanks for such a glowing introduction.
For a glowing guy.
Well, thank you. So, I don't sit still well. So in the last 5 years, you mentioned what I've added to the resume.
Mm-hmm.
I've been speaking once a month around Western Washington and, like you said, Chicago, Tokyo. More recently, whether it's a Rotary Club or Kiwanis or Chamber of Commerce, doesn't matter. I'm an advocate and speak to aging in place and empowering housing. And whether it's financial planners or certified senior advisors, there's mm-hmm. a lot of people that are tied into making sure that our boomer consumers are protected and that they can plan and save money in retirement and do all the things that you do, which is why I'm here. And I saw the overlap and appreciated the invitation. So
stepping up your speaking, which I know that's a part of the business that you're really passionate about, is really education and helping people figure out and plan ahead of time so that they can be in a position that they can enjoy their retirement years.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I see housing as a hub of a wheel.
Yes.
Right. And financial planning is a spoke, and mortgage is a spoke, and in-home care is a spoke. But, that's home base to us. That's where our environment and our belongings and our memories and our garden and our pet. And if you don't plan, then you slip and fall and break a hip, and one of your kids puts you in assisted living. That's not empowering.
Exactly. It makes total sense. So I've heard that you've had a really important project that small business owners are going to be interested in, and I'm really excited for you to share that with my listeners.
I appreciate that. Yeah, last time we talked, I was speaking more on the consumer side of things, but Mark Hager is the CEO of AgeInPlace.com, and Mark lives in Tennessee, but he was my connection to somebody in LA, which is how I got to Tokyo. Funny how technology makes us a small world. So when I got back from Tokyo, Mark and I got into much deeper discussions about what we were both seeing and hearing and getting asked about by small business owners all around the United States and even abroad. So now we are joint venture partners on a B2B venture called Booming Your Bottom Line, which started in January as a weekly podcast and a free resource for small business owners. And now we have moved into launching bybllive.com and doing trainings both virtually and live on site if needed for CEOs and their staff, teaching them how you reach, connect, and engage with the boomer consumer and their families and caregivers. There's a paradigm shift that needs to happen, and leadership and expertise that all of us have, all those small business owners. If you're providing a service or you're providing products to the boomers and their families, you need to know how to connect, reach, and engage with those folks and how to do it right. They think in different ways. They buy differently. Mm-hmm. But boy, they actually look for loyalty, unlike you might hear about millennials who like to try all sorts of new things.
Yes.
They are looking for a place to be loyal. They're great references and referral bases. So we started talking to business owners.
And how, you know, how exciting, and you mentioned small world and technology. The small world is really the entire world, and really meeting with people and the connection, you know, just really having those connections. And that's what I love so much about the show, is to be able to bring all experts like yourself in to just share everything regarding money. So how did you get involved with this?
Yeah. So, you know, again, Mark and I got to talking when I got back from Tokyo, and we both started down this path of passion and expertise by speaking with people about their finances, second half of life, how to get the best ROI with their investing around housing and healthcare.
Okay.
And for me, that started with aging in place architecture, and I'm CAPS certified, which is a certified aging in place specialist. And just that you're going to be living home, you know, home to me means longer, happier, healthier, and wealthier when you compare it to the cost of assisted living or a nursing home. And again, I think that, well, AARP polls say 89% of us would choose that as a first choice.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then Mark and I got to discussing how many conversations he was having on the B2C side, navigating retirement planning to stay home, getting the care you needed, you know, and the finance discussions and all of that to stay independent, keep your autonomy, and stay in your own community as long as possible. So now we're on the, you know, talking more on the B2B side. And again, that boomer consumer and that small business owner really are the key to our economy. 95% of all job creation in the U.S. comes from small business. And we can help you grow and expand your company by tapping into the most financially capable and educational savvy group of consumers we have, the boomers.
So, Aaron, why are the aging baby boomers so important to small business owners?
That's a great question. Mark and I continue to, you know, push our weekly podcasts and roll out the new coaching and stuff. And through doing our homework, we figured out that, you know, boomers have 5 times the net worth of the U.S. average. There's 78 million people that started turning 65 in January 2011.
Wow.
There's 15 more years of that. 85-year-olds between 1950 and 2040 go from 0.5% to 5% of the population. That's a tenfold increase.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to ask yourself as a business owner, what are you doing different, better, or going further than your competition to set yourself apart for them?
So, Aaron, how does it affect small business owners?
Well, to be honest, most people are just asking, how do I get more clients as a general rule? You know,
okay.
So marketing, SEO, things like that. And then we want to tell them how to get more boomer clients, okay? Because again, I mentioned they're the largest and financially some of the most powerful people in the United States.
Yeah.
And so what are we doing to invest in ourselves and our businesses to understand them so that you can lead your industry, beat your competition, and make a difference in your own community by becoming age-friendly and being able to make more money and get back.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about how they can, another way of taking, really maximizing in this opportunity and helping the seniors. And how do they actually get started, Aaron?
Sure. You know, I think the right place to start right now would be to get caught up on our first 6 months of podcasts at BYBLlive.com. And you can join our professional Facebook group and get in touch with Mark and I to figure out if you're a good fit for the coaching program. So we're really passionate about this thing. And if you think this is your year and you want to make some shifts in your company that will allow you to serve better, which is really what all of us in the industry of caring for others. And that's what we're all about. So,
and with the, you know, all the expertise that that you have, I know, Aaron, I don't know Mark, but I think just really being able, we can only do so much ourselves, and really being able to share the knowledge that we have with other professionals and help to coach and train them into a position that they can do the best for whatever business model that they're, or clients that they're looking at, is huge. So is there any place else that they can go to get more information and to get, you know, all the valuable information that you have to share?
Yeah, sure. You know, so again, I think home base on that is or BYBLlive.com.
Okay.
But, you know, you can get a hold of me. I'm not shy. 360-440-8475. Call my cell phone. I don't care. You know, we're accessible. We're easy to talk to. And we'd love to have that conversation with anybody that sees the opportunity that we saw.
Yep. So anything else that you're doing for the small business owners and helping them with this opportunity, Aaron?
Well, I think if you just step back for a second and say, what if, right? What if I got SEO right? Or what if I trained my staff how to talk to people on the showroom floor better? What if that created 3 new clients a month?
Yep.
What if that was worth $1,500 a year per client? Okay, you do that kind of math and suddenly investing in coaching, investing in yourself and your small business is a no-brainer. Okay,
yes.
The ROI on that to get it right and be first and be best. And like I said, for me, it's the chance to give back to your community. And I think that growing your business is good for your community, your economy, and you get to serve more people and help more people. So
Aaron, you were talking about FreePod weekly podcast,
yep.
Private Facebook group, virtual training going on.
Mm-hmm.
So what's next for the Booming Your Bottom Line and what's coming ahead?
Yeah, well, we've actually started conversations with many of the certifications that happen at a national level. So like I said, CAPS people, designers that are certified aging in place specialists. There are CSAs or in your industry, right? Real estate, SRES is a designation for realtors.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that has a senior certification, we are having conversations at a national level with incorporating our training into their system. So for those of us that serve in any capacity, financial planner, elder law attorney, it applies to everybody. So I think it's really just about knowing how to again, connect, engage, and make a difference with helping our boomers and their families and caregivers. We talked about this before we started. Everybody has a personal story right now as a caregiver or dealing with the parent, and then you're next. And you don't want to do that to your kids. So this will go on a while.
So talking to my listeners directly for our seniors that are listening to the show or for their children and their grandchildren that are listening to the show, why is it so important for them to start preparing right now for aging in place?
What I don't want people to do is be making decisions in a financial and emotional backpedal, okay? And that's what happens, right? We all have a friend of mine, Mark in California, calls it Cleopatra syndrome, the queen of denial.
Yes,
okay? Right? It's an uphill battle to try to overcome the psychology of aging. It's the best kept secret, and if you're lucky, you get to experience it firsthand unless you like the alternative.
Yeah.
Okay, so really, you know, it's just we have to make a paradigm shift and we have to accept, but we can become our local experts by training and educating. And that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. And I know from having you in studio and being around different industries that are passionate about helping our seniors in all areas. And we're not just talking about senior living, but we're talking about your estate planning, your financial planning, really preparing with your mortgage before you get a home, understanding the preparation for moving, taking care of ourselves emotionally. I mean, all of it is really thinking ahead and preparing ahead. And I really like the tips that you shared at the home show and that you've shared with my listeners and all of the things that could happen that you don't really think about, that you can prepare your home ahead of time to make sure that you are ready to stay in your home if you choose to. And just getting the education and knowing what options are available. I don't like to say overcoming objections, but I like to say eliminating objections.
Mm-hmm.
And that's by educating and finding out upfront. So Aaron, thank you so much for coming into the studio as always. And a call to action for any of my listeners out there that have parents that are getting to that next stage in life. If you are one of those getting into the next stage in life, to pick up the show and pick up the phone and give my show a call at 1-855-411-50, or you can go online at themoneyhour.com and I can directly connect you with Aaron and you can answer any questions and get any information of his wealth of information he has to share. Aaron, thank you so much for coming back in studio.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Dina.
And coming up next in the Money Hour, are you too busy to even think about preparing for a pending move? Well, that's okay, because I have Lori Lamoureux with Seamless Moves right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.
Here at Empowering the Mature Mind, we provide consulting and design services that allow both homeowners and industry professionals to create successful housing solutions for our second half of life. Empowering the Mature Mind is a residential and outreach program of ADM Architecture. Go to www.empoweringthematuremind.com to sign up for our newsletter and browse all the free and wonderful resources and information available to you right now. Our mission is to help you by dramatically improving your ability to live a longer and happier life at home. Working with Empowering the Mature Mind and ADM Architecture could easily create the best ROI of any investment you could make in your retirement years. Let us prove it to you. For more information, go to www.empoweringthematuremind.com or call 360-440-8475 today. Again, that's 360-440-8475.
This is the Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to the Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, June 20th show. It's a great day to talk money. That's why I'm here, and that's what the show is all about, how to make money, save money, and build the better quality of life for you and your family. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you're listening to a rebroadcast to talk with any of the guests I have in studio or to ask me any questions, please call 1-855-400-1150. Again, it's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. Right now in studio, it's a pleasure to be able to talk with Lori Lemereux with Seamless Moves. Wouldn't it be great if you could just snap your fingers and your move would be done? Well, you can if you hire an expert to take care of that for you, and that's what I'm going to have a conversation with about with Lori today. Lori, thank you for coming back in studio. It's been a little while, so I could get you out of your busy business and stop in and talk with my guest.
Thank you, Tina. Yes, we are right in the middle of moving season right now.
Yeah.
People are moving fast and furious in the Puget Sound area.
They definitely are. So let me give you a little background of Lori. Lori is the founder and chief box opener of Seamless Moves, a residential move management company headquartered in Bellevue, Washington, and has been in business for over 9 years. Lori is a self-proclaimed organized geek. I'm not, she is, who learned about moving, unpacking, and organizing while relocating her family several times with the U.S. Navy. Her mother jokes that when she was a child, she could never punish Lori by sending her to her room because she would happily rearrange the furniture, reorganize the bookshelves, and clean out her closet. I think what really happened is you got trouble all the time, and so you really had to figure out something to do in your room. Either way, that background combined with several years of military transfers as a Navy spouse gave her the idea of starting a move management company to help business people with moving related tasks. And isn't it funny how we all get in our industry? There is some level of passion and something that we're strength that we're good at, what draws us to where we're at, and especially all of you that I have in studio, because I only pick the best of the best in their industry to invite you in here to share your information with my listeners. So what a great background, Lori. And again, it's just a real pleasure to have you in studio. So let's go ahead and start out. What is a move management or moving planner company?
Well, Tina, in our industry, what we do is called move management, and that's kind of how it developed. But we started calling ourselves moving planners after one of our clients told us that they felt like we were like a wedding planner only for moving. You know, it's several years ago, like in our parents' and grandparents' age, there weren't any wedding planners. So you just kept it within your family, and everybody helped you, your sister and your mother, and you got your wedding done somehow. But nowadays, everyone is too busy. So they all use wedding planners to help them figure out, you know, which photographer, which cake. Which...
Yep.
So in the moving industry right now, everybody is much too busy to address the different moving parts, as it were, of your move.
Uh-huh.
There are a lot of things sometimes that you have to address. It could be you need some storage. It could be that you need to do a move in two parts. Some things go here, some things go there. And it's just too complicated, and people are very much way too busy to address it themselves. So a company like ours is very helpful in getting your timeline, your all your planning that you need to do, mm-hmm. and try to figure out and make it go seamlessly.
Moving planner. I really like that. And I think, you know, a lot of people may think, well, gosh, I'm not that busy, but because there's always a couple little hours here and there. The reality is there's a lot of things going on. And really, I think it's the emotional stress as well of just
right.
having to do something that you are not familiar with.
Right.
So I really like that moving planner. So let's talk about, Lori, I want you to share, I know why you're so different from all those other moving companies out there, but will you share with my listeners what makes you unique in what you do, Lori? Outside of your background and how you got in the industry, that's pretty funny, but Why are you so special?
So with a regular moving company, they have the trucks and the big, strong guys, sometimes women, and they come to your home and they move your furniture onto your truck and all the things that you've packed, and they take the things to the next place. And basically, that's about what they do in their services. They do some packing.
Okay.
They do some unpacking, but a moving company's definition of unpacking is to remove things from boxes and put them out on all the countertops until the countertops are full and you scream, stop, I can't stand it anymore.
Uh-huh.
So what we do is completely different, because we go from the start of the move, when you first say to yourself, oh, I just bought a house. Now I have to move.
Uh-huh.
We go from there all the way to the end, where you say, there are no boxes. I'm finished. I'm done. And I can sleep here. I know where my coffee filters are.
Wow.
I'm ready to go to work.
So, Lori, we talked about the comparison for the traditional moving company that just slams everything up on the countertop. And boy, that would add a lot more stress, actually, than actually moving by yourself, I would think.
That's true.
But so in versus the boutique service, if you want to call it that, that you provide, or the planner mentality that you provide. So how does it differ in cost?
So the cost of moving is very regulated by the state. So in the state of Washington, if you're moving within the state, your move for the moving truck and the guys that load it and unload it is regulated by law how much
really?
They can charge you. And in within state, you're charged by the hour.
Okay.
If you're moving out of state, then you're charged by the weight of the shipment. So that's the different moving costs. The things that you want to compare, to be able to compare apples to apples, if you're using a moving company or a traditional service that's going to pack up your things, you want to be sure that you look on their estimate and see what's included. Is it labor? Is it boxes? Is it paper?
Okay.
Is it the tape they're going to use on the boxes?
Wow.
So make sure that you're comparing apples to apples on any estimate that you're given, and figure out all the different little pieces that you're going to be charged for.
Kind of with mortgage as well. There's all these different interest
right.
rates, but you've really
mm-hmm.
got to look at the cost associated to what you're going to be paying for that. Does a moving company really sometimes charge for tape?
Absolutely.
My, oh my. Wow. So what is the most important thing that a move manager does for someone who's moving?
So the most important thing that we do, Tina, is like I was talking about how we're like wedding planners.
Yep.
It's the planning portion.
Got
and
it.
Everyone's move is different. So like I said, on your move, do you need some storage? One thing that's happening right now that we're finding a lot is people who are selling their house a lot more quickly than they thought they were going
yes,
to.
Yes, yes. Like an hour after it gets put on the market.
Yes, that's happening.
Unless our agent says I'm going to hold it for a couple days so we can gather these offers together. But yes,
exactly.
Very quick.
Yes. So several of our clients lately have been in a situation where we pack them up, we move their things, we put them in storage for a while, and they maybe live in an executive suite apartment or something until they can find a place to go. There's really a discrepancy right now in some of that timing. And so if it's possible for you to know where you're moving before you put your house on the market, that's
yes.
a desirable thing to do.
Yeah.
But the timing sometimes doesn't work out.
It is. So, and it's hard because of the lack of inventory when if they're going
right.
to sell their home first, because that's what they need to do. It just, who knows if it's going to take, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 offers before they get their offer accepted.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or if the offer's going to hold.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a couple clients who we've had, you know, dates booked for them, and then the offer falls through and
yes.
they have to reschedule.
Yeah.
So
Lori, your clients that you work with, how involved are they in the moving process?
That is completely at their option.
Okay.
They can be totally out of town
mm-hmm.
and we can do everything, which we have done before.
That would be me. I'll be on vacation while you're moving my home.
And when you come back, we'll give you back your key and say, here's where we put everything.
Okay.
Yeah. And for people who are on a budget and they want to make sure that they're keeping their costs down,
okay.
they can be very involved. Absolutely be there with us when we're packing. Tell us what to pack. Tell us these things. Yesterday we did a project where some of these things went to the client's mother. So we packed up some things and they went to the client's mother, and then
okay.
the other things were packed to go with them.
Okay.
It's all very specific, like I said, and a very individualized service to
each
person.
So kind of like an a la carte
exactly.
service.
Right.
So, Lori, what about ways for somebody to save money? Because I, mm-hmm. you know, I totally appreciate that you mentioned it depends on what someone wants to spend and when you're buying and you're selling and there's right. all the stuff that's going on. Being able to save some money wherever you can, where do you advise your clients to cut back with your services when it comes to saving money?
The biggest cost savings is in the planning.
Okay.
A lot of people think the biggest cost savings is I should pack a lot of this stuff myself. That's not necessarily true, but it can be. For instance, it's pretty easy to pack your own clothes and shoes and the things mm-hmm. in your bathroom. The things that are more difficult to pack, grandma's china, okay. some of the things in your kitchen that are large or heavy or they're just an odd shape and you don't know how to pack them, you can absolutely hire moving planners to do only part of the packing.
Okay.
I just want you to pack the kitchen, or I just want you to pack all the artwork hanging on the wall because uh-huh. I don't know how to pack that.
Okay.
So I think that planning is the most important part because we can work with people to help them figure out how to stay in their budget and to have other people help them. If you have family members who want to help, people mm-hmm. from your church group, we can figure out how to have them help with the parts that are a little bit easier to manage, and then we'll take on the more difficult things.
So I like how you said based on their budget. So it's important, I would imagine, that they communicate up front. This is what we've allocated for our moving process and what services should we be utilizing based on that, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Lori, what about things that your company would not pack?
The only things that we really don't pack are you can't put flammable items on a moving truck.
Okay.
If you're moving your barbecue, you have to take the propane tank in your car.
Makes sense.
Lighters, cleaning fluids, a lot of chemicals found in your garage. We personally in our company don't pack any prescription medications because it's too risky to pack something that you might need during the move process.
Okay.
And another thing that we've learned the hard way not to pack is keys.
Oh.
We don't pack any keys because otherwise we might accidentally pack something you might need.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That is hilarious. So what about things that they just don't want? Because I know, especially in a move, a lot of people are downsizing they have, or even if you're not downsizing, you've been in your house for 20 or 30 years and it's like, you know what? We just don't want the stuff.
Exactly.
We don't want to pack it from one to the other. So can you help with that? What can you do, Lori?
We can give good advice on donating things to charities.
Uh-huh.
If that's what you want to do. We know charities who have a need for certain things. We also know estate sale companies. If there's a great deal of things in your house that you really don't want, possibly an estate sale once you've moved out is the way to go.
Okay.
And then if you only have one or two, a few items, consignment stores in
Got
the
it.
Area.
And I think it's great that you can actually coach there because
mm-hmm.
I know from experience with some clients, you think things that you can actually give away to certain things, or you can. I mean, like mattresses, a lot of places will not, you know, they don't take them. So really just understanding what you can and can't do. So Lori, what about setting up to their new home? So where is your assistance there?
So that's another part of the planning process, Tina, that we help with quite a bit, especially if the home you're moving to is a little bit smaller or laid out completely differently from the house that you have. We can work with people on a floor plan and figure out what goes where, and it helps with moving day because the movers are constantly asking you, where do you want this? Where does this go? Do you mm-hmm. want this on this wall? So the planning of what's going to go where is very important, having a floor plan. And also, of course, having someone there to unpack your most important things that you need
yes.
for the first night or two, and telling you where they are and, you know, taking away those boxes and paper and all the, as the kids say in the business, debris. When
yes.
we're finished.
Yes, that's awesome. So let's say one of my listeners is thinking about the need for a move management company. Mm-hmm. To wrap up the show, what questions should they be asking, Lori, to make sure that they're hiring the right company?
That's a great question, Tina. Obviously, are they licensed, bonded, and insured? That's incredibly important. Is there a cost for the initial consultation? On our company, our initial consultations are complimentary, but some companies charge.
Okay.
It's just good to know that up front. And will I receive a written estimate? That's important to know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to have any surprises in moving as to cost or timing, because you need to know what's going to happen when. And then, of course, it's important to know with a company like ours if the people who are working for them are contractors or employees,
yes.
and whether their all of their employee payroll taxes and workman's comp and all those things are being paid by the company. If you're working with a company that isn't necessarily employees, maybe it's just a few friends that want to do this for people, and they get injured in your home, it could come back on your homeowner's insurance, and you wouldn't want that to happen. So you'd need to know up front if your company has all those insurances and if they're paying all the payroll taxes on their employees.
Great advice, Lori. So again, if you're thinking of buying and or selling, purchasing a new home, having a move, definitely call the show 1-855-411-50. Get connected with Lori. And I like the idea of the free consultation. Find out how much you have to work with, come up with your budget, give it to Lori, and she'll help coach you in exactly what services that you can have. Definitely don't want to do it on your own. Life is too short to be stressed out over a move. Lori, thank you so much.
Thank
for coming into the studio, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Fun.
Okay. Coming up next on the Money Hour, how can music heal you? Mike Wall with Mike Wall Music right here at 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.
Here at Empowering the Mature Mind, we provide consulting and design services that allow both homeowners and industry professionals to create successful housing solutions for our second half of life. Empowering the Mature Mind is a residential and outreach program of ADM Architecture. Go to www.empoweringthematuremind.com to sign up for our newsletter and browse all the free and wonderful resources and information available to you right now. Our mission is to help you by dramatically improving your ability to live a longer and happier life at home. Working with Empowering the Mature Mind and ADM Architecture could easily create the best ROI of any investment you could make in your retirement years. Let us prove it to you. For more information, go to www.empoweringthematuremind.com or call 360-440-8475 today. Again, that's 360-440-8475.
This is the Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to the Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here at 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, June 20th show. I'm here to help you build a strong financial blueprint one week and one show at a time. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast. You can call the show at 1-855-411-50. Again, that's 1-855-411-50 or online at themoneyhour.com to discuss anything regarding money, talk with my guest, ask me any questions directly. I'm here to assist in any way that I can. And in studio right now, I have Mike Wall with Mike Wall Music. And I'm excited to talk to Mike today about healing and music and the combination of the two of those. And then we'll put a little nature twist in there as well. Mike, thanks for coming in. I'm excited to have a chat with you for the first time.
Thanks very much for having me on today. It's an honor to be here with the guests and your listeners and
you.
Thank you,
Mike. And a little background about Mike. Mike Wall is a musician, nature sound recordist, and massage therapist, focusing on creating resources for healing, empowerment, and positive transformation. For 10 years, he has worked closely with therapists of a variety of modalities to co-create music and soundtracks designed to meet their needs and the needs of his clients. Mike owns two successful businesses and thrives on collaboration. In the previous life, Mike worked over 20 years in the electrical engineer design and management. So curious to see how those two come together, Mike. And I have to say something a little bit of personal for myself, and that's why I'm so excited to talk to Mike, because music is just amazing. Anytime that I'm in an area that I don't feel that I'm at my best emotionally, I have all my favorite music, and I love nature. You know, Mike, my neighbors bring me little frogs because I love the chirping of frogs and the crickets. I'm the only one in my entire cul-de-sac. Everybody else just doesn't seem to have the same effect as I do. But anyways, I know that there are a lot of healing things for us when it comes to music, and I'm just really excited to talk with you and the arts that you do. So let's start out with what does it mean to be a musician, nature sound recordist, and massage therapist, and how do these things all relate Tell me, listeners.
Sure. That's exactly it. It's sort of a big mouthful, you know, of all this stuff. And so there's always kind of the short answer and the longer answer. So the music that I create, as we've been saying, is music to support the healing arts. So I work with acupuncturists, you know, yoga teachers, naturopaths, massage therapists to create music that works for them and for their clients and patients. And also, obviously, I'm thinking about individuals out there that are just need some sounds to help them sleep or meditate, you know, or to sort of bring that massage experience home with them, you know, so they can listen to it and kind of get that, you know, recall that experience.
And I guess like any other profession industry we're talking about, it's really catering to what your clients' needs are and finding out what is special for them, correct?
That's exactly it. And clients as includes, you know, the
I get frogs and crickets.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's it. And clients include those practitioners too, because it's important for them to be happy with whatever the music is. You know, they don't want to fall asleep while they're trying to do their job, right?
Makes sense.
Right. So it's,
or driving. that would not be a good thing. So maybe there's driving music and there's sleeping music.
Right.
Yes.
No heavy machinery to be operated. Exactly.
So Mike, I really want you to share with my listeners, how did you get into this?
Sure. Well, so I've been a musician since I was about 13, and I started playing around with recording equipment as well.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I've been, and I had a penchant for the technical, so I ended up going to school for electrical engineering.
Uh-huh.
Worked as an engineer for over 20 years. You can't see it over the air, but I have some gray hairs here.
Just a couple.
But as an engineer, you know, well into my career, I started taking on more and more responsibility, moving into program management, people management, process management, and the work became very stressful.
Yeah.
And one of the ways that I found relief and, you know, frankly, staying sane was getting massage therapy. So I got massage therapy for, you know, for wellness as well as for treatment type work.
Uh-huh.
And then as you're receiving the therapy, of course, you know, you're hearing all this music.
Yeah.
And as a musician, you're thinking, I wonder, you know, could I do something along those lines, right? And I've also been into ethnic instruments and I've been playing Native American flute for a long time and some other things. So I set forth to make, you know, a massage CD. And what I did was as I developed these soundscapes, I would give them to my practitioners, my massage therapists, and get feedback. And we would sort of iterate on it. And then when it got good enough, you know, they would share it with other clients. And so I really tried to fine tune it to make it the best it could be.
Of course.
And I ended up finishing my first CD in 2007 while I was working at Microsoft. So that was kind of the short
version. So another story of how your passion brings you to what you do and your strength brings you to what you do. Now, I do mortgages and I was bad in math, so that's a whole nother topic. I'm not sure how I bring you into, but I love helping people. So what about your, can you give a define music and healing?
Right. So obviously, you know, music can be healing in a lot of different ways to people, but what I'm focusing on here is stress reduction. And I'm trying to be very specific. If we're stressed out all the time, our bodies cannot heal. So I'm actually trying to swing you into that relaxed state.
Okay.
And I start with myself, frankly. Mm-hmm. I mean, does this music make my breathing rate slow down? Does it make my heart rate slow down? And then, you know, of course, I'm assuming, but I know that it's going to lower my blood pressure.
Yes.
And then over time, those things can lower your stress hormone levels, and that gets you into more of that healing state. So that's kind of the thing, and starting with me and then, you know, sharing it with other people. And the way I go about doing that is thinking about the instrumentation that I'm using, the tones or timbres that I'm using, the harmonies, the melodies. I don't want to make things that are too familiar to people because I don't want them to, you know, be recalling memories while they're on the table. So there's a lot of like limitations and boundaries that I put on myself, you know, to make it very specific because I'm thinking about my audience.
And what an important thing that you're doing, Mike, because it really is about how can we be the best that we can be at work so that we can enjoy our environment that we're at, and how can we be the best for our spouse and our children? And really it starts with us and how we feel, and being able to heal that through music is just a beautiful thing. So tell me more about nature sounding recording and why this?
Right. So I mentioned I kind of had a penchant for the technical side. So my earliest memories are literally of my dad's reel-to-reel audio tape recorder. So, you know, the experience of that that gizmo, I think affected me like really early on, and it still does. And then I've been experimenting with recording and capturing sounds really all my life since childhood. So I find respite, rejuvenation, inspiration in nature. That's where I go to recharge. And I know you, obviously you can relate to that.
Yes.
So it's a big challenge to go out there with your microphones and your recorder and to record and then try to bring that experience back into the studio so that you can recreate that for somebody on their home stereo speakers or in their headphones. It's very, very difficult. So it's a fun challenge. And, you know, like you can only approximate it, but that's something I love doing. So that technical aspect of it, but the point of it is really reconnecting you with a place, a space, and an experience that is healing and moving and emotive to you. So instead of taking photographs, I do a lot of audio soundscape recording.
Nice. And Mike, I know, you know, being an engineer for many years, huge career change. Now I know you mentioned one of the reasons for the transition is just because you yourself was stressed out and overwhelmed with this work that you were doing, and what a great thing that you were actually able to disconnect from that and get into something you're passionate about, because there's so many people out there, and I'm sure that you might be listening right now as one of my listeners are going, gosh, you know, I'm just really stressed and overwhelmed at work, and the reality of actually making that change. So that was the primary reason that you transitioned into your new line, correct?
That's right. So I released my first CD in 2007. I also left Microsoft and went to work for a small company and took a director of engineering position.
Okay.
And then, you know, we all know what happened to the economy in 2008, 2009. I was one of those that got laid off in 2009, but it turned into a huge opportunity. And it was a really need for change for me. Yeah. I mean, I was definitely on the hamster wheel to an early grave. I was stressed out. So I used it as an off ramp, as an opportunity. So a couple things happened. You know, the first person, of course, I called when I got laid off was my wife. And the second person was my now business partner, and he's been a mentor all along. So he helped me promote my first CD. He sort of does new age music promotion. He's also a musician.
Uh-huh.
He's in Austin. So again, thanks for the internet for that, you know.
Yes.
And we had been brainstorming some ideas of selling my nature sounds, okay? Mm-hmm. And I should mention that my nature sounds, I use them in my music too, and that's the connection.
Yes.
You know? So of actually selling, you know, nature sounds on iTunes. So we had some ideas. But I didn't have any time to work on that until I got laid off.
Uh-huh.
So we immediately spun that up and you know, put our first project together, and it did really, really well on Nature Sounds, a bunch of my recordings that I'd been doing for years.
Hmm.
And I also went to massage school at that time. So that's when I went to massage school. So around about 2010, I'm fully sort of ensconced in this new path I'm on.
So, Mike, could you share just, you know, one advice that you would have for a listener that is thinking of, you know, getting out of their current corporate environment and looking at opening a new business and starting something new like you did? What would be one advice that you would have for them? One tip?
Well, don't quit your day job. Instead, treat your passion like a second job.
Okay.
And spend your energy there.
Okay, that's a great advice. Have you found benefits in leaving the corporate world and following your passion? Well, I know you have. And how much more of a relaxed person are you now that you've made that transition?
So it's night and day difference, you know. When I was well into my engineering career, I ended up having problems with anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And you've probably known people or you're familiar with what an anxiety attack is like, and it's hell.
Yeah.
So I can say that I haven't had one of those since, you know, probably shortly after I made this transition. So that's a big deal. That's a big deal for me. Of course, there's different stresses, but I'm massively more fulfilled because now I'm, you know, co-creating with people that have shared values with me.
Yes.
And, you know, and connecting with my end users, you know, whether they be other practitioners or people just listening to my music. And it's incredibly rewarding.
That's awesome. And one pitfall that, you know, maybe something that you would have done a little bit different in that transition.
I think I had most of the bases covered. And the reason I did that is because I went and got a lawyer to help set up my business.
Yes.
I got a CPA to help with taxes. Mm-hmm. I went to my financial planner immediately. So I think the biggest deal was staying on top of finances. Honestly, I don't know that I would have done it any differently. And if I hadn't been pushed out of the corporate world,
I'd probably still be there. Yeah. You know, I so appreciate that. If you actually go to my website, tinamitchell.com, you'll see my personal core practices, which are dream, be alert, and learn to fail, and quotes that I wrote around them. And learn to fail is life is balanced with no exceptions. Every failure has an experience waiting on the other side. Make the decision to look for the gain and not focus on the loss. So what a beautiful thing with life being balanced. You know, the bigger the challenge, the bigger the success is. And so just really an exciting show. Mike, I'm so happy that I had a chance to have you in studio for the first time. And thank you for sharing your passion and your business with my listeners. And I encourage any of you out there, if you've got some stress in your life, I mean, we all have stress, but really it's focusing on where you're at and trying to make yourself feel a little bit better. And I think as well, I coach and mentor and talk with people in my inspirational break that I do, that really when you're at your highest point, you actually need to be focusing on getting a little bit higher. And I think what you're doing can help. And that's where we really grow and continue to get at a higher alert level of what's important in life. So Mike, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It's a total honor.
Yeah. What a great show, you guys. Thank you so much. And thank you to my listeners. I appreciate all of you being here on the weekend listening to the show. I will definitely be back here next week, same time, same place. This is your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, signing off for the day. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and have a great week. I'll talk to you next week.
The preceding program is paid for by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Absolute Mortgage Company, NMLS number 81395, and Washington CL number 81395, is an equal opportunity housing lender. Tina Mitchell, MLO number 145420, is a licensed loan originator with Absolute Mortgage. Visit absoluteloans.com or call 888-90-HOMES for cost information.